Currently, tow truck drivers only have to take a picture of illegally parked vehicles before they're towed. If the bill before city council is approved, a police or parking enforcement officer would have to write a ticket first. Then drivers can tow away the car. Semi-retired attorney Robert Price says he took the time to testify in the city council hearing in order to drive home why he believes the tow truck drivers are operating outside regulations. He claims he was towed from what was a driveway leading to a now empty lot.
There is no way to get onto the property. You'd have to go through a chain link fence. And on the other side of the chain link fence now is an abandoned lot, which maybe someday we'll have something built, but there's nothing there that could possibly be a driveway.
Fran Healy, who's special assistant to the police commissioner, says it's a few tow operators who are violating the regulations constantly.
Many of these vehicles are being removed at two locations and pictures are being taken, so they have the required photograph, but there's no indication, nobody else has been there to confirm that these cars were in fact legitimately towed.
Tow operator Lou Blum came to the hearing to argue against the bill.
I represent homeowners, small business owners, and parking lots. If a vehicle is illegally blocking anyone before the vehicle mentioned group, this could cause them lost income or their right to come and go from their property. Our police force should be concerned with about higher priority crimes. Taking our hardworking police officers away to answer these tickets calls it a crime itself.
He says the problem could be addressed by educating tow truck drivers. The bill cleared committee and moves on to the full city council next. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.